Aurora Anst, that she is the Food Services Director for the Holt Public School District. Aurora, how are you?
Good morning, Tony. I'm fine.
There are changes in the K through 12 school lunch nutritional standards program, which was required by the United States Department of Agriculture, Food and Nutrition Service. Tell us about those changes.
Sure. The act was also called Healthy Hunger-Free Kids Act. That was passed in December. And the United States Department of Agriculture, USDA, has been authorized to set new nutrition standards for all foods sold in schools during the school day, including vending machines, snack bars, and school stores. The proposed standards are as follows. We are supposed to reduce sodium, calories, saturated fat, and trans fat. Increase our weekly servings of vegetable subgroups such as collard greens, broccoli, spinach, orange, and red vegetables such as carrots, sweet potatoes, squash, and legumes. The proposal includes larger portions and wider varieties of fresh vegetables and fruits, limiting our starchy vegetables such as potatoes, corns, and peas, and also limiting our milk offerings to 1% white, unflavored, and skim flavored and unflavored, and introducing more whole grain foods in our meal and also providing drinking water during meal service.
So what has changed from last year to this year in your cafeterias?
The big change is really eliminating the 2% white milk, and we are limiting our offerings to 1% white milk. And also we're introducing in our district the lower-fat chocolate milk, which will replace the 1% chocolate milk. It's called True Moon milk, which is made with fresh low-fat white milk with pure cocoa and just the right amount of natural sugar. It does not contain high fructose corn syrup. And also our drinking fountains have been available in our cafeterias are also in close proximity to our cafeterias. And we have been using whole grain products for the last 2 or 3 years, but we are eliminating a lot of our white enriched bread and grain, so we're moving completely strictly to whole grain food products. And we have also been using low-fat cheese products that are contained in our pizzas, as well as lower-fat yogurt. And some of our chicken products, our poultry products, are also contained. They also are made with whole grain products. So that those products we have been using for the past 2 or 3 years. So we have really moved ahead with a lot of the proposed nutrition standards. So we're just being proactive at this time, and we'll keep moving forward with the new guidelines when they do come out.
Is it more
sometime next year?
Is it more costly to implement these changes?
Definitely, because we're typically our salad bars were just made with iceberg lettuce. We provide canned vegetables and fruits, but now we're introducing a wider variety of fresh produce and vegetables, which food costs right now, it's really high, and so we have to absorb that cost this year. So in order to do that, we did I did recommend to our school board to increase our lunch meal price for our elementary levels by a nickel. So we moved from $1.95 to $2.
How about in the middle school and high schools?
Middle schools, the meal prices have remained as such at $2.25. We also do offer tiered pricing meals ranging from $2.45 to $3. So we averaged out our meal prices so that we could be aligned to the federal meal reimbursement. So we are okay in that area. So the only prices that we increased were our elementary meal prices.
All right.
Nickel.
I know school hasn't started yet this year, but going by what you saw and heard last year, how have the kids responded?
Well, you know what? We do have an early year-round school here in our district, Horizon Elementary, and we did start the newer menu planning with some of the proposed nutrition standards. And it's been a slow reception from our kids, but anything that you introduce to our kids, it takes some time, but at the end, they receive it pretty well. So,
well, I tell you the secret around my house for fruits and vegetables that the kids may not like. If we have something for them to dip, whether it's a salad dressing or cheese or whatever, that seems to work. Do the kids try that?
Oh, yeah. Ashley, when we do fresh, we're introducing fresh broccoli florets and cauliflower, and we've also been using fresh carrot sticks. And in the past, we have used low-fat dip for that, such as low-fat ranch dressing or fat-free ranch dressing. But we're also bringing in new items such as hummus, so they can dip their fresh vegetables with hummus. And it's a slow process, but we're looking forward to introducing our kids to new food items that they've never experienced before.
What's the world coming to? We're going from Doritos to hummus.
Oh, hey, it's healthy. You know, this is, we're taking a big step towards fighting childhood obesity and also fighting hunger that our children are faced today. So by providing healthier options and healthier meals, we can help help these kids to grow into healthier adults.
Do you still have vending machines in the building, and can you buy a bag of chips or a candy bar in those, or have
actually,
you?
Actually, we do have a healthy vending machine where we actually sell fresh fruit cups, yogurt parfaits, sandwiches, and we've eliminated a lot of our salty snacks, such as Doritos and nachos, and we're moving forward with the baked lower sodium salty snacks. And candy bars, we've eliminated too. We don't serve candy bars out of the vending machines, and we do sell some, but with the lower sodium content and lower fat content in our snack bars.
All right. Aurora Anstett is the food services director with the Hope Public Schools. They're making the changes for healthier food for K through 12 in the cafeterias. Thanks so much, Aurora.
Oh, you're welcome.